This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 11th. A flood watch remains in effect for our area. Rain chances are continuing today into this evening after we got 4 to 6 inches of rain across the county in the last 5 days. Be extremely careful of flooded roadways tonight. Flood gauges on the Lumber River at Fair Bluff and the Waccamaw River at Old Dock and Freeland are still rising, but other farming gauges in the county are steadily falling. The slightly lower rain chances are on the horizon for later this week. Deborah Dahl received most of her animals back Friday. The Hallsboro woman still faces 2 felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals, but 94 other charges were dismissed by the district attorney's office. At least 14 of her dogs died either during transport or while being treated for chronic health conditions. We have more on this story on our website. Some flood relief is a little bit closer for parts of Whiteville. City Council on Tuesday will get an update on the agreement between the city and R.J. Corman Railroad to improve drainage along Canal Street. City Manager Darren Curry said in a memo that officials have submitted all the necessary paperwork to get permission to go under the railroad with new drain tiles. As soon as the application is approved, the city will begin enlarging the drain lines under the rail bed, which acts as a dam during heavy rains. Curry also said the city is looking into other funding sources after $5 million in federal money was frozen for the Molly's Branch project. We have more about flood prevention efforts on our website. The Columbus County NAACP will host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Whiteville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. You must RSVP to register, however. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark's AME Zion Church on Virgil Street. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to register. Whiteville taxpayers can now pay to the city directly rather than dealing with the county. The city rejected the county's new offer earlier this year for tax collections, opted to do the work in-house, and they saved a little bit of money at the same time. The first taxes for the new fiscal year have already been collected, City Manager Darren Curry said. Bills will go out this week, but residents can still go in, ask staff to look up the amounts due, and pay at the City Hall. Sheepdog Foundation is going to hold an open house at its new headquarters at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville Friday from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for both youth and adults. Call 910-207-6317. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. Bring your donations to Transformation Church at 9938 James B. White Highway South. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on August 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chadron Highway. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.